Let's report!
'Celebrate every day like a birthday. Luke Skywalking on you haters.
Hey, everybody. It's the TPS Reports podcast.
Luke Skywalking on you.
And we're Luke Skywalking on the haters. Dog Drew showed us Miguel.
And I always thought Miguel was lame.
No,
dude, he is.
But it turns out he's leg dropping bitches. Yeah. He's Luke Skywalking on the haters. You didn't know that was Miguel?
I did, but I didn't wasn't thinking that until just now. That's hilarious.
He fucking
was that like the MTV Music Awards or something?
I think it was the Billboard
Awards.
But yeah, Skywalker by Miguel.
He tried to skywalk and he fell.
Yeah, there's like a chunk of stage missing with just people. In it,
Sky Stomper,
and he
Sky
jumps
Stomper.
Over the people,
Sky
and the
dropper.
Last girl,
he's Sky Dropper,
his leg snags her head, and then snags her head into the stage.
Damn, she was a hater.
Like his thigh is like chopping her neck.
Mm-hmm. Isn't he the guy who did a
textbook? It's a textbook move.
The Coco song.
What? No.
Who did that at the Coco
song? Are you
at the Oscars?
Out of your mind? Oh, I thought you meant the. I'm in love with the Coco.
No.
No.
Common mistake.
Lin-Manuel Miranda. It was Gail Bernal Garcia at the Oscars. And he's not a singer.
Yeah.
That's why he was very weird.
Gail Garcia Bernal.
Okay, I had
Miguel.
The Garcia
Miguel was
Bernal.
At the Oscars singing the
oh, it
Remember
was
Me song.
Okay,
yeah.
So Gail.
Don't act like I don't know my Miguel shit, dude.
Gail
I heard
Garcia
Skywalking
Bernal
yesterday.
Was the one who sucked, and then Miguel comes through and is like, "Hey, bro, I got this." Okay.
Yeah.
So Miguel's
remember
tight.
Remember me.
Wow, I gotta check that out.
Remember me. You know what I'm saying?
So what's up, Drew? Drew's back with us this week.
Bro, looking good, dude.
Wearing a tie-dye. Is that a good note tie-dye?
That is a good note tie-dye.
Looking good note.
Trademark.
Good.
Noted.
We slept here at Drew's abode, and both mornings we've been here, I've heard Drew take like 10 steps out of bed and then immediately do like 30 kettlebells.
Yeah, it wakes you up.
Like, I don't even hear
Jesus.
A fart or a stretch or a yawn or nothing. It's just like, out of bed.
It's like, dude. You know, take a shower, have Jeez. A coffee.
it wakes you up, then you're already awake.
What poundage?
I guess that's your coffee.
You were doing because I did
35,
like 15 of them while y'all were setting up the mics, and like I couldn't walk across the room for
that's
10 minutes.
That's a lot. 35 pounds is a lot to start with. It. I mean, some
is
people
it?
Do like 90.
Sounds like some
on
bitch
things.
Shit, yo.
No, kettlebells. Like the way you hold it and stuff. It's a lot of weight. The way okay. you use it, what you use it for. Yeah, what can I say? Yeah, I was staying in St. Louis for a little bit. I'm trying to, like,
We out in St. Louis.
Get your funds right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why I'm trying Archin. To be, I'm trying to, like, hide shit, but in
You're so mysterious,
you know,
Drew.
Reality,
I've always said that about Drew.
No. but yeah, I'm back in my hometown for a little bit. My sister just had a baby. I went broke.
Uncle Drew.
Nice. Making music.
Uncle Drew
and,
in theaters now.
Yeah, so I'm...
I was like, I know I heard that.
Hanging out with babies and still making music, but just fucking isolated out here in the woods.
Have you been to the Arch yet?
No.
Why not? It's the pride of St. Louis.
It's tight, though.
It's the spirit of St. Louis.
Yeah, I don't know, so... I felt like I was gonna, which why the fuck should I care if people think? I felt I was gonna let people down to say like I'm not currently living in Chicago, but I don't know.
No, you're living the dream.
Present. Most of the people listening to this are not currently
not in
living
Chicago.
In Chicago, so
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I think you're in good
More power
company.
To you.
I was going to say, fuck all them. But I was like, wait, why be hostile?
So have it,
I think you're in good company.
The positive wave is turbulent waters.
So monsoon season.
I mean, things, life is still good, but I've got basically.
Are you living your best life, bro?
I can't stand that. That's take like it already took off. Like now, people, you know, they're just like working a registered Subway, like living my best life.
Living my best life.
I was telling Matt. I read about
against you.
These YouTube traveler personalities. They go like hiking and shit, and document it on YouTube with a bunch of followers.
Yeah,
mountain climbing and all this. They died in Canada. I think it was like a couple and then some friend of theirs, this girl they were with, and I think the girl fell in and the couple like went after her to save her and they all went off a waterfall and died. So fucking, you know, really shouldn't have brought that third wheel along. But
yeah, so I fell off a waterfall and died and that's what I've been on.
But I was looking at like people they know were tweeting in memoriam, and then in the memoriam tweets was like, you know, RIP, I don't remember their names, RIP to, you know, those two, they always lived their best life.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss them. I just find it weird that like best life is made its way into
It's a thing somebody said, so now everybody memoriams. Says it. That's what it is. It's just like, oh, that's what people are saying? I should say that. I'm living my
slang
best life.
Is stupid.
I think I am living my actual non-ironic best life because I'm like in the healthiest mode I've been in, except for yesterday, and we'll talk about that. But I'm the healthiest
your
I've
regimen?
Ever been, and my music is all better than ever and going in the direction.
What's your edible regimen?
Like
we just went to breakfast at Uncle Bill's.
Yeah,
and
Uncle Bill's, St. Louis spot.
We ordered breakfast, and you had water. Yeah. Which seemed to please the waitress.
It did.
It's a St. Louis staple. Plate of water for breakfast.
So what's up with that? What's your beef against breakfast?
Well, have you ever seen me eat breakfast?
No.
Well, there you go.
I don't know. Have I? Have you been on this kick like the whole time I've ever known you? Have we never had breakfast together? I personally like.
We've had breakfast together many times.
Yeah, we're together.
Like, we're together.
I like breakfast.
I
it's
have
like,
tea.
I could I like choose that too. As like my favorite thing to go out for, you know, food wise.
Yeah.
Also, like I fancy myself as like not bad in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But I'm best with breakfast. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
This guy can make an egg.
I can make some breakfast.
Yeah, I never eat breakfast.
Well, what the fuck?
Never.
I said expound on that. Explain yourself, bro.
We've gone into it. I mean, the short story is. They call intermittent fasting, which their engineer does.
Yes. I was catching that.
I do that occasionally. Like, so intermittent is when I fast. It's
well,
barely ever.
We all fast intermittently, but it's like choosing
my ideal thing
fast
is
more than just sleeping.
My ideal shit is not eating after dinner. Like, but also, I start with a smoothie in the morning. I'll always have something for lunch, something like a fucking turkey sandwich or something. So I'm not like, but like, if I can eat dinner at 8, and then I can not eat the rest of the night. And then I can go to sleep. And then I can wake up and then like not have anything except a tea or coffee. And then I have a smoothie close to noon anyways. That's like 14 hours, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I always snack late. Like I always want just something extra right before, you know, 30 minutes before bed.
Yeah, if you can control that, then that's great.
Which kind of bit me in the ass last night. We maxed out on Kansas City barbecue yesterday. And did either of you two guys hear me wake up at 3 in the morning and go puke my brains out?
I did.
You did?
Yeah. We had two.
I heard it, and I wanted you to turn the fan in the bathroom on.
I did.
It doesn't work that well.
It takes 10 minutes to start.
It's like, really bad.
I couldn't wait. I couldn't hold my puke off that long, and I actually tried. I was in here. Once we got back here last night, we got back to Drew's place at like 2 a.m. We were out, and then from 2 to 3, I was trying to sleep and just like... The laying down with all the barbecue belly, and I had a couple handfuls of like the peanut buttery fucking trail mix shit I had, and it was just like
and
it
then
just
some
didn't
like sugar stick,
right,
gas station.
So Drew's
shit.
Handing us candy on the way back, so I'm taking like half asleep bites of that. But yeah, I was I ate like I'm so much better at home of just like having a balanced diet and not overdoing it. And then on the road, it's like, give me fucking eggs and bacon and pancakes in the morning. And
it's a celebratory,
hold me over all
there's
day.
A celebratory vibe on the road every time I eat.
Yeah.
Of
every
like,
time you eat.
Hey, man.
You know
we just,
what? Fuck it.
Yeah, we just played a show at, in, you know, for eight people.
Right.
Yeah, like yesterday I went off more than anyone, but that was planned for.
We
like,
had.
Since we.
We had
planned for weeks.
Jack Stack Barbecue, which is a Kansas City favorite. People will tell you to go there. I've been there a couple of years
Top
ago.
Top three,
it was,
no question.
It was fantastic. And then 4 hours later, we're at Gates Barbecue doing it again. And I was like, I was not hungry at all, but I still like had half a sandwich. And then, yeah, I don't know. I just
Gates
fucking overdid
like
it.
Top 20.
And I'm drinking beer again. So that didn't have anything to do with yesterday, but... Since 4th of July, it's been I've been in fuck it mode, and now I got to reset this week.
I don't know. I kind of like have a love-hate thing with puking in the middle of the night.
I need to, or else I need to feel better. I won't
I
get to sleep.
Like a goddamn rock. It was beautiful.
I don't want to puke
I know,
in Drew's
I know
on
the
Drew's
phenomena.
Carpet.
Phenomena.
Something like
of phenomena. Waking up and you know once or twice and having that like nauseous feeling and just knowing that like... I'm not going to be able to get back to like REM sleep unless yeah. I get up and go Ralph. And
I never even made it to sleep when we got back. It was like almost there. And then it was like barely nausea. I fought for like the 15 minutes in
it's
here.
Like
I'm not, I don't even need to puke. I'm fine. But I'm like, something's going on and I got to get this out or else I'm never going to get to bed or I'm going to like wake up sick or something. So it all in all just took me most of my time to like actually commit to stand up, go in the bathroom, have some water, and I tried all that, and I'm just like, fuck it, here it comes. Let's just get this out. But, yeah, didn't agree with me.
Damn.
It was delicious. It was fantastic. I just think I can't keep up with you on an off day, man. On a cheat day for Drew is like, I'll sit that one out. That's my fasting day. Is when Drew's cheat day.
Jack Stack Barbecue, we all got meals.
Entrees, and like entrees that are just ribs.
Every one of us
extra ribs
took like a little box thing, which you did.
I did for the first time ever.
A half hour after we left, you had already cleaned out your to-go box and you finished your leftovers.
Yeah, you pretty much just brought it back to the studio and ate it there.
I wasn't gonna eat anything until the barbecue, and then it was like 3 p.m. and I was like, "There's so much free." Candy and it was just so extravagant.
We've still got leftovers, and then we go to Gates Barbecue hours later.
Yeah,
where Ak and I just split a sandwich, and you get your again another full entree. Clean that up, and then as we're leaving Gates,
yeah.
Drew says he's still down to hit a waffle stop on the way home.
Yeah, he wanted to do a bang 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 with Waffle House as the third act. That's crazy. Yeah.
It had been over.
But
like,
we did hit the gas station, and I remember you were saying, I know when you're so strict about your diet and all that, like, so when you go off, you go off. Like, all right, today's the day. So then we even stop at a gas station an hour on the way home after the second barbecue place. Yeah. And then Drew, he's just like, he's like, I'm off, you know? I may as well get him some sweets at the gas station. And then what'd you buy? You bought like five things?
I got a zebra cake. I got moon pie. Because I got to like check the list off of like shit I'm not going to be able to eat for months. So it's like I got a, red vines and sweet tart ropes, which are like some creamy sugar with like hard sugar wrapped around it in like a licorice form.
It's crazy because I really try to... You to eating sounds like me to a cigarette or something where I try like, if I have one, I'm gonna bum off people all night. You know, I don't know. That's just, we asked you, we were like, would you rather have a gram of Girl Scout cookie weed or actual Girl Scout cookies?
Or a box of Girl Scout cookies.
You were like cookies for sure.
He chose the cookies instead of just getting the gram of weed.
Well,
and then buying a box of Girl Scout cookies, which is a fraction.
Me now was no, but then I was like, me at some point maybe the cookies but then I
but
thought
your
about
original
it, like,
answer
oh.
speaks for your addiction you
well
know?
My original answer was no but then I started going down theoretical possibilities where if this
that's
was
the that's the
addiction. If this was the past
no but
I would have said yes
yeah
and then I was like oh well I could just get the cookies or I could just get the gram and then get cookies for a few bucks.
Toss my cookies.
You can get a $20 value here, or you can get a $3 value. Like, or I don't know. I guess a box of Girl Scout cookies costs a little more, but they don't even have the dankest cookies.
Like, oh, you heard it here. Far. Shots fired. Drew's a sugar addict, but doesn't like Girl Scout cookies.
I mean, I just don't like chocolate and mint, first of all. So Thin Mint, that's like their mainstay.
Yeah.
Nah.
No, the mainstay is the Samoas, bro.
That's the one that's got coconut in it?
I'll take a Samoa over any coconut? Chips Ahoy piece of shit any day.
Nah.
There's just more love in a Girl Scout cookie. It doesn't feel as factory.
It doesn't?
Fucking farted out like a Chips Ahoy. Am I wrong here?
I mean, think you imagine like Girl Scouts are baking these cookies? Like,
I don't think I said that, but it just feels like there's more love in a Girl Scout cookie.
I bet they're made
than
in
a
the
fucking
same
Chips Ahoy. You can't get a Girl Scout cookie in a vending machine,
bro. What are the peanut
bro?
Butter ones that are wrapped with just like a chocolate coating? What are those called? Probably just peanut butter chocolate.
They're fucking good.
Fire. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's love in them. What are the fucking lime?
That's what it is.
Shits.
Love.
I'm saying you can't. If you can't get it in a vending machine, if you can get it in a vending machine, there's no love in it.
So it seems
rattle
like
off some Girl Scout cookie titles, or I guess that's styles. Give me the genres.
It's looking like Girl Scout cookies are pretty much manufactured where...
I was going to say, they're not manufactured by Girl Scouts.
Where Keebler manufactures their food.
They're just in
which
bed
is
with
like
the big corporation.
Love.
Fudges and shit. Yeah, more love as like...
Like the, is that
the
a Drake
same
album?
Factory whizzes away
more
making
light.
The same shit. Like, oh shit, they got the whole breakdown. Thin Mints are their 25%. Of Girl Scout cookie sales, that's number one. Then caramel.
I thought the
delights.
Percentage would be higher.
No, Samoas. So Samoas are 19%. So
oh, number two.
Peanut butter sandwich, dosey dough, 16%. Peanut butter patties, tagalongs.
Tagalongs is what I'm talking
13%.
About.
13%. Lemonade, trefoils. That's my shit. They're just plain shortbread.
Thanks a lot. Girl I didn't Scout know those were what those s'more? Were called. There's a Girl Scout cookie called Thanks a Lot. I remember,
apparently.
This is sad, but this is like, I'm not even joking. I had a Girl Scout cookie once, and I was like having a shitty weekend or day or something, and it said thanks a lot on it, and it made me smile. I was like, I feel better. That's the love that they make them with, you know? Yeah. I've been starting a list of things that make me emotional. You know how I said I could cry like at anything in a movie? You could just like, whatever the resolution, callback, emotional scene is, like, I could like well up and just be like, oh, wow. You know, movie magic.
I saw The Incredibles 2 and Drew's like, I cried.
I got really high. I mean.
And then before I could even figure out, I was like, what was like the emotional cry? It's like, no, it was not because of an emotional part. I just cried because I was there.
So happy.
Well, no, it wasn't a sad part. It was, of course it was emotional. It just wasn't sad. The sad stuff's not what gets me. Because we already said it's the like nostalgia.
You were crying during the trailers.
Yeah, Christopher Robin, when like fucking Pooh came out, I was like, oh my God. And then all
dude,
the
I saw
whole
that trailer. It's creepy. It's not even.
It was not creepy.
It's creepy.
It's beautiful.
Christopher Robin, like the Winnie the Pooh movie.
Yeah, it
live action.
It's not Winnie the Pooh. It looks like a fucking raggedy old bear that's like, oh, I used to be your friend.
No, you're wrong.
I found it very creepy and like, I'm struggling to find the word, but it was unsettling. I found it unsettling. I was never a big Winnie the Pooh guy.
Clearly.
Growing up.
Yeah, so what do you care?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Frick
I'm
off.
Just saying
well,
it was
I do
creepy.
Care. I was a Winnie the Pooh guy. I fucking care. Yeah.
I really don't care, do you?
And I care about The Incredibles. Because I don't know. Shit, when you saw when you were a kid and you're like, oh fuck, I'm old now.
Guys, it's so tense in here right now. At least we can all agree that we enjoyed Gotti.
Yeah.
You guys are at each other's throats over movies when there's one out there that brings people together.
Fortunately, my favorite part is a sight gag, and Matt missed it.
No, I was taking a shit while you guys watched the end of it, and I feel like I might have had a better experience.
Dude, I feel like I've seen better like school play. I think I've like participated in better school plays than the production that is Gotti. It's
John Travolta plays John Gotti in a new movie.
Yeah, it's fucking dog shit. I don't know. I just like I don't. It's like it's you're kind of like speechless watching it.
But it's like watching John Travolta in anything. Like watching The People versus OJ was more fun because he's in there with big goofy eyebrows and his face pulled back.
And it wasn't directed by E from Entourage, and there was probably like some research and, you know, like dedication put into the project. It wasn't just a bunch of fucking D-list, like wrinkly-faced goofballs at, playing gangster. You know, like Puff Daddy and some people made like Carlito's Way 2, you know?
Which
is like not by Carlito's Way is like an old mob movie with Al Pacino that is, you know, I never thought it was that great.
This isn't like
But it's like the people who made Carlito's Way were clearly not behind that. It's like Puff Daddy and his friends have money and they just wanted to play cool guy gangster on cameras and they did, you know? Cuz someone for some reason greenlit it and produced it. Like this what Gotti feels like is John Travolta is just having the time of his life, really.
I don't put like too much weight on Rotten Tomatoes, but what do you think the Rotten Tomatoes score is for Gotti?
It was zero for a couple weeks.
Oh, it's still zero.
It's gotten to a point where they now have like ad campaigns for the movie that are like hostile towards the critics, and they're like talking shit at the critics and saying how there's like a conspiracy to not give like
people would love to watch a great John Gotti
movie.
Well,
what do you think the audience percentage is? The audience score?
16.
This is out of 100.
Audience loves it. It's a good watch.
55.
Yeah, that's better than average. That's almost a passing grade.
I mean,
you know, people are fucking stupid. Movie's stupid.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely a delightful watch if you like if you enjoy watching shit.
It's like not in hardly any theaters. Seems like anymore.
Oh, you can pirate the shit easily.
We proved that last night.
Yeah, so watch Gotti. You'll cry, maybe not for the same reason as The Incredibles 2.
What did you do on 4th of July in St. Louis?
Homemade fireworks shows with very little safety precautions. Like
homemade
in
fireworks?
Front of fucking, no, but the, not homemade fireworks.
Okay. Presidential.
But from the fucking stands on the highway.
Yeah.
Whatever, I don't know.
Well, you see
like
that shit out here. We don't have that.
In a fucking warehouse, like out back. We were out back of like this row of warehouses where like my friend, like people in St. Louis, I mean, I guess it's Chicago too or anywhere, but like people, like they live in weird, like these weird nooks and stuff. Like, but in kind of a dope way, it's like, it's not in like a shitty, dangerous neighborhood or anything. It's just like there's nothing around there. He just found like this house that's just like, you can do whatever the fuck you want there. Because it just backs up to, like, factories that are operating from, like, 9 to 5.
Yeah, I appreciate the people who just take over. Get, like, in our living room on 4th of July, you can just look out, like, left, right, and center.
Yeah.
And, like, there's fireworks shows, you know, people, not fireworks shows, just people blowing shit off behind the grocery store.
I feel like in
like
Chicago,
real fireworks.
Every neighborhood, every, like, block has its resident who takes the responsibility. Is like,
yeah, it's our show.
I'm going to take up that corner, and, you know, anyone in this neighborhood wants to see some fireworks.
Yeah.
Ray's going to blast them off, you know.
Gets into, like, gang territory shit. Like, this is my corner.
We have seen, like, some beefs. Remember, like, Darren's crib back a few years ago? Where like, dudes, like, control certain corners, and
they're, like, working the block like it's work, you know, where it's like, hey, back up, everybody, back up. All right, you're gonna have to take it back there. And it's like, dude, you just, hey, beer belly, you fucking live in, you know, D6.
Well,
take it easy.
Is it, it's illegal,
I guess,
in
safety
Illinois?
First.
Yeah, but in Chicago there seems to be some sort of like it's kind of like that. If everybody's doing, you can't arrest everybody.
Yeah,
if everybody's,
that's what
doing
I'm saying.
Because
my first
sort of
memory, like of my first
behavior.
4th of July in Chicago, was really dope, and I just remember like a very specific moment. Like this is the like, I'm not going to, but this is the kind of nostalgic shit that makes you cry when you're old. It's like, like being on
Wheel of Fortune and winning, and then your family runs out to you at the end during, well, they roll credits, and then you start crying while you sit at home on the couch.
Yeah. No, like being on the South Side, like
Family Feud, and at the ending, your family loses because they sucked.
You don't get no. That's sad. You know,
this is sad stuff to me.
Whatever. But my memory was like being on the South Side, and like, so there's not a bunch of big buildings, and like, but we were like, we went and did like the super corporate downtown thing, and then we got back to the South Side where I was living at first, and then just like looked around, and it was just fireworks in every direction going off, like. As far as the eye could see, and I was like, you know, mesmerized by that. And so it's like definitely what you're saying. It's like if everybody does it, then it's not illegal. Mm-hmm.
Can't catch all of us.
Just stuff like that. I got to have like a deep conversation with a veteran, like my friend who was in combat, and he was like, and he's a goofball too. So like we're watching the fireworks come off, and he like walks up next to me and he goes, "Oh, my PTSD." Because like it like clenches his chest. He's like,
"Psych."
And he's like, you know, he's like, "Yeah, I'm
definitely
kidding."
Get that thought in Chicago, at some points of the 4th of July in some neighborhoods. It's like, it definitely, like, I feel like that's kind of the point of the 4th of July, is it not? Is to kind of like imitate the bombs on the
battlefield. Simulating the sounds of war.
Yeah. So it sounds like Fallujah, exactly, and maybe a guy who was in Fallujah like might not like that, you know?
Yeah.
Is there guys who like every fourth, like, I would assume there's at least one veteran who like every fourth travels out of the U.S. so he doesn't have to hear.
Oh, maybe.
Fucking what sounds at like rapid one? Machine gun fire all day long.
Right. Yeah. I've been, so he was like.
Which is ironic because it's like I fight for the country. And then on a day where the country celebrates the freedom, I don't even want to be there because it's uncomfortable.
Well, it's been 10 years. It reminds me of the terror. He was like, "It's been 10 years since I first experienced combat." And he's like, "This stopped being fun at first," but he didn't want. And it was cool because it also turned into a conversation where, like, this, you can apply this idea to anything in life. But for him, it was like, you know, going through that and being back home, and like, normal stuff gets weird when you've been in fucking Afghanistan and Iraq, like,
yeah,
you get back and normal shit is
it normal? Just a question of what you're most often exposed to.
Yeah, and it's when you've been exposed to people, to fucking combat, then normal stuff is weird. But he was like, you know,
how so? Like,
well,
it just doesn't seem.
Some veterans,
like,
I know,
it means anything, or,
well, yeah, some veterans I know, and this wasn't like luckily my friend's story, but like some veterans struggle with getting used to the speed of just day-to-day life, because when you're doing like life or death activities in the desert, like, there's not really any gray area in your life. It's not, what am I gonna do today, or I'm bored, or, you know, I'm kind of bummed out. It's like you're living constantly on a heightened plane of existence, like, because you're fucking afraid, you're focused, you're, you know, excited, there's action. And then it's like coming back to what people do on a normal day-to-day basis is like, yeah, I think it feels a little meaningless. Like, when you're normally making life or death decisions, and now, like,
you saw the Hurt Locker.
I didn't, but
isn't that what, like, that means? He's in a locker of hurt.
Is it what it means?
I have no idea.
Oh.
But in the end, he's like, he's home now, and he's in a grocery store, and the vibe is kind of like, the fuck, like, am I doing here? Like, what is, he's just looking at cereal, like, what is this shit? And then he winds up back in the battlefield where he's trying to get out of the whole movie. You
know? I remember, this is not obviously anywhere near an experience of a veteran or anything, but when we had... we've told the story, we got like attacked on the road by gang members, pretty much, or, you know, people beat the shit out of Term's car with bats, and we made it out like by the seat of our pants, where we were probably less than a minute away from having our heads being beaten with the bats and being left for dead or being killed. And it was like the most scariest experience of my life. But like,
I can't speak for them. I can't say what would have happened if we would have been removed from the car, but
dude, we were about to die.
I don't think they would have like treated us well.
No,
no. I've seen plenty of
videos. We were outnumbered like 4-1.
Acting that way, who like the guy they get their hands on, they like kick him in the head repeatedly while he's on the ground. I think that I would have been the guy on the ground getting kicked in the head.
You definitely.
We would have.
I would have been kicking you in the head. Just trying to join their team. Like, hey, cool. We're cool. But like, I went back to work, you know, a day or two later, and I'm standing in line for coffee or whatever.
The next day we did the no foam in the cup.
No foam in the cup video shoot was the very next morning, and we were just like, or the evening, I guess.
And I got to pretend to be like.
We didn't get any sleep that night.
Having a good old, a pretend fun party time.
There's some context. Watch the no foam in the cup video. We were like, party time, cool. Like, that was the day
we both
almost died.
Still like anxiety streaming through us of like. I almost got beaten to death less. And I'm thinking of, like, my car is destroyed.
Right.
It's sitting at home, like, with the window bashed out. The sides are all fucked and rammed into and T-boned.
That all happened in the
I remember I tried to thank you.
Yeah, they did that to my car.
I tried to thank you that night for, like, you know, basically saving us as well. Like, you drove us out of that situation.
James Bonded and out of there.
Like skirt. Like skirt. But like I
so started, we can live our best
they
lives.
They were all like, I'm going to kill you. And I was all like, skr, skr.
That was those gang members living their best lives. Their best life is ending ours.
Yes.
But I even said
breaking
like, because you were
hand on your window.
You were beat up about everything that happened and your car. And I was like, hey, man, like if any consolation, dude, like, thank you. You got us out of there. You know, you kind of saved us. So we're back home right now, man. Thanks for. And then you just went like, cool. My car. Great. It's $1,600. I'm just like. I tried, you know. I tried to be like, I knew.
I accept your thank
you. I totally get it. But that was weird to me. You know?
I had the week before that happened, 6 days before that happened, mm-hmm. we had gotten my car out of the because I had been in an accident before that. And 6 days before they did that to my car, we had paid like, my mom and I had paid like over $1,000to get the car like back. Like it looked like it was just driven off the lot, you know. It was like it looked like new,
right?
And now, less than a week later, it was back to even
beaten
worse.
To shit. Yeah, it was T-boned, hit from the side, and had tire popped, windows smashed out. It was driven
like three blocks on the flat tire,
right?
At full speed.
So you're saying you have PTSD?
Well, like,
I'm not
honestly,
saying that in
when
like
I
a
ride,
teasing way.
When I ride shotgun specifically in terms car, but just in cars a lot in certain scenarios, knowing that I have no control of the wheel, of the gas pedal, like, I get in the two gang situations we had, not to like the first one I might blame Term a little for, gesturing, like flipping him off basically, not at all the one that was closer to killing us.
God damn it.
But it's like sometimes I get anxiety and just knowing that I'm not able to control my own well-being in that moment or like maybe I'd do a worse job. Maybe I wouldn't have driven us out of there, you know? But not being out of control like that, not having the control of my own safety. I get anxiety sometimes just riding shotgun like, you know, I don't.
Yeah.
I it's not like I don't trust people, but I couldn't help you. If you fell asleep at the wheel last night, that would be out of my control, you know?
Yeah.
And I'd be in that car. So it's not like PTSD. It's just anxiety. And like I was definitely socially weird at work and stuff that day after, 2 days after. I was just like trying to do work. And I'm just like thinking like I should be like a fucking ghost right now. I shouldn't even be here. I should be dead. I was that close. And it was just running through my head for a while. So imagine going to war.
Compare it to PTSD or anything, but I am absolutely more cautious now after like midnight if I'm driving and at a red light, like even when I don't need to be, I'm just cautious about like looking at anything as little as making eye contact with the car next to me at the red light, because that's been enough to provoke some shit.
Well, we talked about your 4th of July a little.
Well,
let me
give you the message from a veteran with PTSD.
Oh, yeah.
And it applies to life in general, anything, because he was just like, I didn't like this when I came back, and I just kept exposing myself to it. Like, I became uncomfortable with it, but And, you know, like it was a scary thing. But he's like, I had to face the fact that I, like, that it did scare me and other things that scare me. And I had to keep doing them. And he's like, now I love doing it again. I'm like, well, that's awesome. If anybody deserves to have a good fucking time on 4th of July, like, it's guys like you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was just.
So it's like the Maury treatment, you know. If you're afraid of pickles, the best way to get over it is to, like, be forced into a room full of pickles, you know?
That could go either way.
No, what they do is,
if you're afraid of pickles, just get a real fear. Course,
I learned this from
Jordan
Peterson, the popping, you're reading the book.
I can now that I finally finished the last book I was reading on the train here.
Oh.
God, I read slow. I got to start.
But he actually explained how that works, and he said exposure therapy, and what you do is, like, you ask, like, will you be in the room with a pickle? And the person will be like, okay, I'll do that. And he's like, all right, I'm going to put this pickle over here. And then, and then maybe next week it's like, can I put the pickle on the same table as you?
And then, like, 2 weeks later, you're in court, like, tell us on the doll where he put the pickle.
And then 2 weeks later, can I put the pickle in your mouth?
Zin out. Well,
bad example.
You
know what I mean.
But he specifically said, like, you dive them straight into a room full of pickles, and it's going to confirm why that they're afraid of pickles. You know. Little at a time, very little at a time.
So why is that groundbreaking? I could have figured that out.
Well, it's not groundbreaking. I'm just saying that's.
Yeah, I'm afraid of bugs. Put me in a room full of bugs. It'll confirm that I don't fuck with bugs.
Well, that was your go-to. Was the room full of you jumped?
Yeah, but why is he like? Why is he getting notoriety for saying that? I could have said that.
That's not what he's known for.
Okay.
Well, I was in a real pickle on 4th of July. You like that?
Ooh, no, I do like that.
I don't.
And we're talking about. Like when we got our term's car got all fucked up. So I, on 4th of July, my girlfriend and I go to the beach. Her friends had everybody in Chicago.
Right down by the beach.
They fill up, there's all sorts of Lake Michigan, north side, even south side beach areas. And I feel like 4th of July is the day for that. I never do that shit.
It's the dumbest day to go to the beach in Chicago.
But it's like a music festival atmosphere. It's everybody tents, canopies, grills, like
exactly
everywhere. And that's cool.
To most people, it's the best day.
Yeah, I don't.
That's my reason for it being the worst day to go to the beach.
Yeah, I'm not a beach guy. I don't get excited about the beach unless maybe I'm in like California and it's the ocean. But I grew up next to Lake Michigan.
It's definitely the worst day to go to the beach in Chicago for sure.
But
why would you do that?
Hey, I'll vouch for my time at the beach that day. It was fun. We go. Her friends
swimming
are there. I know them.
Alongside like floating tampons and garbage and shit.
I got my feet wet. We hung out with our buddy Eric and his girlfriend. They came with us, so we grabbed some food to grill. And I'm still like, I'm so stupid. I'm like, I'm not even gonna buy beer going there because I'm not trying to drink beer. And then we get there, and it's like, I'm an asshole. Just have a beer. Like it's 4th of July. Just. You're not going out of control. So I'm like,
we're having fun.
But now I'm just a mooch because I don't have my own beer. So I'm like, I had like two. I had like two the whole day, and we're there for a couple of hours.
Pussy.
Driving there, it's you can see when you're still like a mile or two out on Lakeshore Drive, like you can just see the crowd. So parking is a fucking nightmare in Chicago, not on 4th of July. We're driving up, and it's to the point where obviously all the parking areas by the beaches are full.
Oh, wow.
We're showing up closer to noon. People have been there since like 8 a.m. and shit. Like, so you're seeing everybody in front of us is now we miss our exit because it's full. And then one of them's closed. People are pulling off on the side of the highway and the strip of like curb to the right between like a barrier and shit. It's just wide enough to maybe fit a car. There's dozens of cars now just pulling off on the side of the highway. Parking there, and we're like,
we're on the side of the freaking highway. What are you, Googats in the head of
Chicago? So we're like, you can't do that. Like, they're just gonna ticket these fucking cars, and it's dangerous to park on the side of the highway like that. So that's what everyone's starting to do. So, my girlfriend's driving, and she's like, I don't want to do that. And we all think it's the right call.
People who think, oh, if we all do it, they can't. Yeah. Yes, they can. This isn't exactly. Fireworks. They love ticketing and towing
all of
cars.
Us. Oh, 4th of July is the biggest payday for the city. They're just looking like they know you won't be able to park at the beach. So we go, we lap the block, we look around, there's like a bridge area with some cars parking, but that doesn't look like it's good. And then we find an area way too close to the beach. Red flag number one, it's close. We're showing up at noon, we're not going to get a close spot. So we see cars parked along a side area.
Is it like a semicircle?
Sort of, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess. The whole beach is like a semicircle because of the way it runs against the lake.
I mean the parking area that you went in.
We weren't in a parking area. It's full.
Which beach is this?
There's a place out. Now you're looking for like street parking. We're just looking for somewhere to park and then we'll walk, whatever.
Where was this, you said?
Northside, Foster, Montrose,
Foster.
That whole area.
Okay, Foster Beach.
Yes. So anyway, so we're looking and it's taken a while. We're also kind of all antsy to just park and get the fuck out. And so there's cars lined up on a curb and there's a spot open. So let's say there's five cars parked parallel, and there's a space between them. So it looks like that's open. We take that spot. We're all kind of like uneasy about it. I was giving my girlfriend a hard time because she was like kept pulling in and out and like trying to get a better park job. And I joked like, well, if this isn't a place we can park, they should give you a ticket anyways for your shitty park job, you know, just busting her chops.
She have to Austin Powers it.
Right, like back and forth and back and forth. But yada yada yada, we leave it there, and we're even saying we're walking, and we're like, how comfortable are you about that park job? And we're like, oh, not very, maybe we can go check on it. So we go to the beach, we're having a blast for like 2 hours. We fucking have our two beers and make our burgers and shit and go smoke a joint on the lake. It's nice. It was fun. And then we're still gonna hang longer, but I say it's been 2 hours, we should probably check on that car. We walk over, it's gone.
It's the responsibility over here.
Yeah. And we weren't far from it, so we go, and we all kind of knew, I think, in our gut that we should have considered a little harder where to park. But yeah, they skipped the ticket, and just, it's towed. It's gone.
What about the other cars that were parked
there?
They
were all cars gone. And then when we were leaving, nice. We noticed all the, like, there
they
were not cars.
Up.
The cars parked on the side of the highway were not there anymore. Like, I don't know if all those got towed or if they, like, facilitated something to move them, but like
they bring a big
it's a giant
bed.
Payday for the city, but we also everybody has when you're just kind of rationalizing like I just want to go drink my beer on the beach, it's like it's 4th of July, what are they gonna tow exactly that mentality of like what are they gonna do, tow all our cars? Like yes, and they're gonna charge you $170 a piece to get it out of the impound. This becomes reality, so it's like, and I try my best even though it's frustrating, and my girl's even more frustrated. So it's like, I'm not going to be the one to lose his mind. Let me just, this is the reality. We're going to like, I'll split it or whatever. We'll chip in and it's okay. We'll make this work, but let's go take care of it before they close and all that shit. I walk up to a cop. I ask, hey man, I think we parked illegally and got towed. What would we do next? He tells us the number to call and give our plate and they'll tell us the info, call and set that all up. But yeah, we have to go get the car out of an impound. So we call a Lyft. And then the Lyft shows up, and like right from the jump, it just seems like this isn't going to be a great ride.
Why not?
Like, I was
stereotype alert. Stereotype alert.
I can't stand.
It was an Asian girl, ladies and gentlemen.
Some of them are just true.
Uh-oh. It was an Asian female.
Obviously, this
student
doesn't speak
driver.
To all people, but it was like, and I corrected myself when I was telling the story to you before. I said Asian woman, but it was like a girl, man. It looked like she was like fresh out of high school.
Look, if you're listening and you're
she
an Asian
young.
Woman and you could whip a car like Mario Andretti.
Yeah, we're not talking about you.
That you're an exception to the rule. That's what that's called.
But no, really, we're getting on the highway and she's going so slow. Like she's not accelerating onto the on-ramp like you do to get like highway speed and then merge and everything. She's like inching and she's still like looking both ways, even though it's like a one way with no cross traffic. But we're just like, I'm like, whatever. So we
yeah,
ride.
Uber is cool and taking taxis sucks, but it's like the bane of the whole like Uber model is the fucking. I just moved to this city and I just got a license.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, let me it's a job, so let me basically professionally drive people around a city, do something that I'm not good at in a place that I don't know where the fuck I'm
You're
going.
You're professionally driving me around the city I professionally live in, and I know where we're going. So we're driving, and she literally gets on
Even
the...
Even just as like a person driving, you know?
She gets on the wrong ramp onto another expressway going the wrong way, like away from the impound. So then I got to, you know...
I thought you meant wrong way, like she got the wrong...
No, well,
she's
that
going
is
the
wrong way.
Direction on the highway.
Yeah,
no, that was coming next.
And I was like, ah.
So then she has to like loop off, and then she's literally stopping at green lights and like looking at her app and like hands barely on the wheel. She's holding her hands away from the wheel as if it's like hot. Like she's afraid to touch it and she's unsure. It was that bad. I'm not exaggerating. Stopped at a green light, like looking like she's not sure where she's going. And then her app's telling her to go right when we don't go right. We go straight and then left. So then I say like, actually, it's the other way.
Just turn into rental cars like halfway. You know, at some point during the ride, you should just be allowed to like, let me do this.
But you know? I don't want to do other people's jobs for them. I don't like thinking
for
other people
like
that.
Totally genius.
What do you, I'm now saying like, you're go ahead. You're good. You got the right of way. Actually, it's left. So now I'm driving the car for her, and I can't. And it took me like 15 minutes of silence before I'm like, I gotta say something. She's doing everything wrong. And then we even said like, I think we noticed her map was off. And then Patty says, I think she's just talking about, we know where we're going. Let's just go left. I think your thing's not right. And then she goes, oh, stay to the right. And we're like, no, left. But like, and then I'm saying, to get her back on track, I say, hey, take a left here. It's saying to go straight, but don't go straight. Take a left here. And then she goes straight. And I'm just like, I'm already pissed, kind of, you're not frustrated about the fucking car tow thing. And now I'm like, passenger seat driving, thinking for the driver.
The person is too stupid.
I know where the fuck
to be told what not to do. You're only able to tell them what to do. Because if they hear what not to do, they'll just do that. They hear the word.
And our friends were very cool. They chipped in for it too. So at the end of the day, it wasn't a giant disaster for one person. We were all like, this happens, we're all in this together. Let's all kind of split the bill. And it really didn't damage any of our pockets too badly. So then we go to our place. Those beers that Taggy left, we drank those. I'm like, you can understand why I fucking needed a drink on the 4th of July at that point.
Glug.
That's what set me off. I was like, fuck it. It's 4th of July and this is shitty.
Can
I'm
just
not having
ask,
a good time.
When you guys were on the beach,
I'm having a beer.
Were you living your best lives?
It was pretty good. It's pretty good.
How about when you were in the Uber? It's the same life.
No.
Same day of that best life.
I was living a nightmare in
that
Uber.
It's not your best anymore.
It was, I've had bad Lyft and Uber drivers before, but this was like, there were like three or four strikes of you're going the wrong way. You're doing, you know, we're actually guiding you the right way and you're ignoring our suggestions. So I'm like, I don't know what else to do. We finally get to the impound. Oh, by the way, she dropped us off because she like couldn't find it. She dropped us off. We still had to walk 10 minutes to the impound from where she dropped us off because she couldn't find the fucking destination. So we make it. We get the car out. We go to our place, chill out, beer, bowl. And then we go back into her car, freshly out of the impound. Also, about 6 days earlier, like the gang bashing situation, freshly, she just got it out of the shop. So she just fixed a whole bunch of shit. We're driving Eric home, and we get like, as soon as she pulls out, it's sputtering and driving weird. And we're just like, oh, come on, don't tell me this now. So then we had to go to the bank, grab some gas money real quick. And then we leave the bank, sputter, sputter. It's not accelerating right. So then we get like two blocks down and then it's driving weird. So I'm like, just pull over. And we basically had to like then have them call another Lyft to take them home. I got to take our buddies out for like a drink or something because we just cost them money and then cost them another Lyft and like nothing. We kept trying to like make it right. And I was like, well, this is not our day, clearly. And so then we can barely get it back to my house. It's driving so poorly and it doesn't work the next morning. So then, of course, day after 4th of July, now she's dealing with taking it to the mechanic where she just got it from.
Why doesn't she take it to the mechanic?
They fucked her transmission.
And just not tell her that it got towed and be like, hey, I just brought this here. And now it's like a week later. It's all fucked up. What's up?
Either way, whoever she got it back from, whether it was the mechanic or the impound, they fucked her car. And like she didn't, like now she's just on the hook for more money in addition to the tow. So it's like, you got to have the means now to write a file
there
and official
your best
complaint.
Life.
There goes your best life, right out the frick window. But you got to file in a complaint. You got to file like an insurance claim. You got to try at least to hold somebody accountable for fucking breaking your car. Because it worked when it came out of the mechanic.
Yeah,
they towed
really
it and then it leaked fluid and now our shit's fucked.
The impound people are great at taking responsibility. Usually
no, it's an uphill battle. You're
it's
not
a tricky situation because there was no signage there that said, you know, parking here will get you towed. Violators will be towed at owner of the vehicle's expense and all
that.
Signs like that usually in fine print will say if your car gets fucked up during the tow, that's not our fault.
There was no sign.
If there's
directly,
no signage, though, Who's accountable?
I don't think there was a sign within 50 feet of where we parked the car. We were looking there, and then we walked up the street a little bit and like saw signage. But I don't. We knew it was a not a great
spot. About getting money from the city, though. I've never heard of anyone doing that.
Not gonna happen. Mystic, but not you happen.
People get murdered by
you
the city.
You need a lawyer,
a dollar.
First of all. Yeah. And when you're only looking at amounts of like...
They don't see a dollar. Their families. You know what I'm saying. What?
Mm-hmm. Is when you're looking
You're not going to win. You got now you just are on the hook for the bill to
you
buy a new
win.
Fucking transmission.
You could win, but you're going to waste labor. So much time and effort. Like... Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take months.
You're not going to be happy that way either.
The system.
So, you know, let freedom ring.
Yeah, I mean, if it was like...
Wasn't the best 4th of July. Last year was more fun in hindsight.
Last year we...
I had the best.
We went to some... the lot
fucking
where we
barbecue,
shot Jane Addams.
Magic mushrooms, go-karts, live music, yeah,
the,
dunk tank.
Where we shot Jane
good
Addams,
times, good
it used
tunes.
To be like a warehouse, and they demolished it, so it's just this giant concrete slab in an industrial neighborhood. And these like punk rock
exactly
artist group, whatever these people
collective.
Are. Collective, that's the word I was looking for. Put up this thing where, you know, on one end they got a stage with like punk bands, and then here they got a little tent where you sign a waiver to where in the middle, right behind the tent, you can ride fucking go-karts that are like gnarly, fucking like handmade go-karts that go pretty fast. I was riding on a broken foot and shit. There was no like regulations. You don't got to wear a helmet or nothing.
I'm
it was
such
super
a pussy.
Awesome.
I saw a guy wipe out, and then when I rode it, I was like riding it so slow, and I didn't even want to because I was like drunk, and I'm like, I'm gonna fucking hurt myself. I remember I got off, and you go, really breaking the sound barrier there, bud.
How big
was
the
like,
track?
Yeah, dude. I just saw a guy wipe.
I'm not big. I'm not good at that. It's probably like it's a circle. I don't know how many feet
like,
would you say
do we
that
have
is like 200 feet.
Okay, so you're able to get up to like a decent speed.
Yeah, you can probably hit like 40 on those things.
Okay, wow.
And then they got it's all like fucking janky ground and shit though. So they got like some parts just have like plywood over like what's almost a curb.
Yeah.
You know?
So then you hit the plywood part and the wheels like skid out like almost like a hydroplane.
It's so much fun.
If you're going too fast, yeah.
You could be as drunk as you want riding the go-karts. There's beer. Bring your own beer. We're smoking weed out in the open. They got a dunk tank with a little fat kid in it.
All fun, no money paid.
Barbecue, free food. Anyone who's here can just go get a burger or a hot dog or anything.
The lady who runs the whole fucking thing, too, runs up to us and goes, Palmer Squares, and she knows us.
She's a fan.
Yeah. So, like, she was psyched
she
that
gave
we were...
us mushrooms.
Gave us that's the last time I did mushrooms. And it was one mushroom. It was just one beastly mushroom, and it...
God,
it put me where
night.
I needed to be.
So why we're doing anything other
except
than that on 4th of July in Chicago beats me.
I've honestly never done the big beach thing on 4th of July in Chicago. Like it's if you're comfortable, if that is your crowd, like I don't even like crowds. If it were up to me, we wouldn't have any of these bills and tow truck dead or anything because I would have just stayed home and watched Family Feud because I'm a fucking loser. But it's better to go do something fun and social. The time at the beach was great.
Uber to the go-karts, bro.
I forgot about that, and I guess you don't know if that's still going on, but I would do a drive-by just to see if it is.
I had to work, and I did not forget about that. All I thought about all night was how much I'd rather be riding go-karts than delivering people's pizzas. But driving around, clearly all over in every neighborhood of the city, I got to see hell of fireworks anyway, and there was a little lightning show in Chicago while the fireworks were going off. So the big man upstairs was getting in on the action as well. It was pretty nice. But no go-karts.
Yeah, that's real. That's more the 4th of July I had this year, except no like show. But that's the exact kind of place where my friend lives. Exactly what you described, where it's like industrial area, warehouses, like a parking lot. But like his house is there too.
Yeah, and then also, obviously... just people blowing off fireworks like in the middle of the go-kart thing. So you're riding like around. They had this like metal statue of like Medusa or something, and they hooked it up to like a propane tank, so the Medusa is just like shooting flames out of her head. It was fucking awesome.
Damn.
It's tight. Anyway. Well,
maybe
Well, we didn't really explain what we were doing in Kansas City.
I know. I feel like we're already
Frick it. Let's do a fan question and make them wonder forever.
Yeah. We're already at an hour. We can take a fan question.
We didn't get to talk much about goddamn.
To be continued.
What's the first barbecue place we went to?
Jack Stack.
Oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Stack Barbecue.
I've had a lot of Kansas. Okay, so we've done Gates. We've done Jack Stack. We've done Arthur Bryan's. We've done Joe's. And is there anything I'm forgetting? And this isn't all this in the last 2 days.
Does that Memphis place
not count?
That's
just us together.
Or we're only talking. I'm
talking Kansas City
barbecue.
I'm talking Kansas City barbecue.
Yeah, I don't think anything.
Jack Stack and Joe's are my favorite.
Can hold a candle to Jack Stack.
Jack Stack and Joe's. Joe's ribs.
I'm talking Kansas City, and then even just like Broadview barbecue. Period. In my life.
I mean, Kansas City's the spot.
Jesus Christ.
That's all they care about in Kansas City's barbecue, and it's fucking beautiful.
If you like barbecue and meat and just good eats and shit, you're ever in the way of Kansas City.
There's a lot to check out. There's a lot to explore.
Highly recommend Jack Stack barbecue. Highly recommend the fucking, those fire wings.
Yeah.
Those fucking,
everything was good.
The pork ribs, obviously. The cheesy corn. God damn.
Yeah, because so what Jack Stack has that a lot of them don't is, first of all, like a more like modern restaurant experience, because a lot of them are still.
Yeah, it's not like a barbecue joint. It's like a real restaurant, too.
Yeah, it's
pretty fancy.
Yeah, like, yeah, it can be.
Joe's is attached to a gas station.
It's,
you know?
Yeah, a gas station.
Which is dope, too.
Yeah, so there's that vibe all the way. Jack Stack's like, you can have a family get together, have a date, like, and it has sides as well, and even. Some semi-non-barbecue items, like it's not normal for a barbecue place to have wings.
Yeah, it's definitely not a place for someone who's broke to go get a snack.
No.
It's an occasion type of place.
That's what Gates is about.
It's an occasion.
Yeah.
Jack Stack.
Yes.
Still belching up barbecue.
Yeah, so why don't we part... I got a voicemail pulled up that I think...
I just wanted to say those are the best chicken wings I think I've ever had.
We'll talk more about it.
The wings aren't even what stood out. They were great, but like I wouldn't put them... Best wing ever. I only had one, actually, of the wings. And
I only
great.
Had one also, yeah. And I'm still, I think, ready to say that was, like, the best chicken wing I've ever had.
Nah, I can't even do it.
It was fucking fire. But I'm also very much into the KC barbecue, so it can do no wrong in my blood.
The ribs and the... What was it? Just, like, burn ends, the little just pieces. Those were tight.
Woo!
Melt in your mouth.
Oh, woo! Man.
As John Gotti would say,
me?
They melt in you's mouth.
Use a mouth.
I can still taste it.
And
now.
Me, John Gotti, will sever the head off a pig just so I can cook the ribs and eat them and fill them mouth in my mouth.
Well, this guy.
Anyone has a bad word to say about Jack Stack Barbecue and Almeria's?
Almeria's.
Almeria's.
This guy on his voicemail can kind of. Kind of tie it back to 4th of July a little bit. Sorry. This is what I'm like off the, I mean, weed, yes, but off the food, man. I'm still like in a semi like comatose state over, we'll talk more about the eats.
Yeah, bro, you ate
What's crazy is that we ate so much yesterday between the two barbecue places and the snacks that I like.
Everything
couldn't even
that you shared, I ate solo and then ate more.
And I couldn't even get to bed without puking it all up. Like, it was so like condensed eating into two, like, I needed more time to like
you
become
were Ralph
hungry
and,
again.
And Drew was curled up in his bed, sucking his on his thumb.
I feel
getting
like
a little more salt.
He's like dreaming with like the bird morning music going on. It just is so peaceful.
Yeah.
Let's do a question. Can we?
Yeah. So yeah, this ties back into. He wants to know about some Chicago stuff. Check it out.
Hey Term. Hey Ag. How's it going?
Hi. Great.
Hey. Boy, Mike Barrett from
Mike
Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I just wanted to say thank you for all the content over the years.
Thank you, Mike and Ag.
Turned on to you guys from Wax and the. I've been listening since the Here We Go cipher. So I've been through a lot with you guys. First in line, your first show in Toronto. I think it's like Rancho Relaxo.
Woo!
He was at Rancho.
And I have like
so that's the first
that
line at one of our shows.
Hack under one arm and Term under the other arm and Term pretending to give me an old-fashioned hand job. That's one
move.
Of my favorite pictures.
It's a move.
Yeah, anyway, I was just wondering. Actually, me and my buddies are taking a trip to Chicago in a couple months in the fall. And I don't have really any idea other than like the basic shit you find online when you Google like what to do in Chicago.
Navy Pier.
So I was just wondering if you guys had any like tips or pointers on like cool shit to do while I'm visiting, and obviously like also what not to do or where not to go. I don't want to get
nowhere
shot
to not go.
Crazy like that. Yeah, just let me know. Hit me up. Hope to hear this on the podcast. Thanks for everything you do. Peace.
Alrighty.
Thank All right.
You.
Fuck Navy Pier and its asshole. Frick. Everybody talks about Portillo's. I'm not the biggest Portillo's guy.
Yeah, I would
in the
still
world.
Say go Portillo's if you have time.
I prefer Al's Beef myself.
Hit them both.
Neither of them are that good, but they're.
We had two barbecue places pizza, in 4 hours. Let's
frick
let's
deep
go
dish
everywhere.
Pizza and its asshole. I'm saying go to the Boiler Room, get some fucking JMO on tap, get some of their fucking pizzas. This is shit.
It's a fun atmosphere too. It's just a cool bar.
If
hang.
You want some like Southside. Food, I would say hit up like a Harold's Chicken, get a catfish and dark combo.
The cat dark. That's if you walk go-to. Into a Harold's and say, let me get a cat dark,
they actually don't all have catfish. Some of them actually have catfish with the bone in. I would say go to like the one on Milwaukee. The one on Wabash downtown by Buddy Guy's Legends, they have the bone in, but they also have shrimp.
Go to Buddy Guy's Legends, live blues music every
Hit
night.
Up Buddy Guy's Legends, or Kingston Mines.
There's so many just live blues all night. There's a place called Blues.
That's across from Kingston Mines. Yeah. Kingston Mines is much more, what's the word? Yeah, like there's always a line there and shit, and if you don't want to wait in the line, you can go across the street to the one that just says Blues. Yeah. Last time we went there, there was like a smell. It was like B.O.
Dirty sock.
It's
but that's
not,
that's how you know that's real blues, man. They're singing about the dirty sock smell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's where it comes from.
Fucking, I don't know. I don't do that much else.
Yeah, we don't even do those things.
I don't do those things.
I like the touristy thing and some.
Don't
of the, like,
forget to just.
Stuff.
I mean, go walk like Lakeshore, Lakeside. Go to Grant Park, Millennium Park. Go see Buckingham Fountain, and it's cool because you can be like on the lake side of things and go see all these. There's stuff to do in the park. You could look that up too, like Millennium Park events. If
you skateboard,
he's had a couple months though. It's not gonna be summer anymore.
There's a skate park down in Grant Park. Millennium Park's cool to check out,
but on
the
other side of all those
fountains,
parks,
those are worth it. In the Buckingham,
you could just go on a long downtown walk to see the fountain. Like if you ever watch Married with Children, right? It's the
love and marriage
opening
love
sequence
and
fountain
marriage.
But
go
you could walk the whole
like
side.
A horse and carriage.
And then on the other side is Michigan Avenue, all the big buildings, like the downtown loop. So in one day, you could go see the Bean and all that touristy shit, which is actually like they're cool parks. So you can just walk the park and then take a left or whatever, hook into the loop and just walk around the city and go look up at skyscrapers and grab a beer or a bite.
Drop some acid, go to the Art Institute.
Museums.
Leave 20 minutes later because it's too
planetariums
intense.
And museums for sure.
Yeah, I feel more what you're saying. The idea, like, that's how I like to take places in is more than specific events or places to go. It's just
go for
like
a walk.
Get on the streets. And
yeah,
Chicago is one of the best for that. Like, yeah, but yeah, take the train around.
Careful what streets you get on.
Well, I mean, the tourist.
Yeah, stay downtown to north.
Yeah, downtown,
go
north
too
side.
Far south or
go up, like, if you want. One of the coolest things I've done is gone all the way to the top, the north side, like of the city where Lakeshore ends. That's where the lakefront trail starts. You can either like walk for a fucking long time or chill on the beach up there. That's some of the best beachfront, real like right by where Axe talking about for 4th of July by Foster Beach. What I've done before is a friend and I, we rented Divvy bikes starting from the top of the lakefront trail.
Yeah.
And we rode the entire length of the city, but you know, just like.
You can rent a bike for pretty cheap and have it all day and dock it at the station you leave it off at across the city. If you're into that.
Yeah. And this all, you know, so like if you're anybody that's not completely familiar with Chicago geography, it's like city and then. Park front, like park, and then beach. So it's like the whole everything that on the east side that butts up to the lake. It's like the city ends right there at like a really just city long stretch of awesome park, mm-hmm. and then the beach and the lake.
Obviously, if it's if there's any sports in season, check out like a Cubs game or a Blackhawks game or something. If that's your cup of tea, because Chicago sports is.
I mean, what's your
notable.
Chicago food stops? Like, what's like make the definitive list right now off the top of your head.
One thing too, which is probably the best advice.
Off five places.
You said Boiler Room
and El's Beef and Portillo's and Harold's. Those are pretty good.
Yeah, bro. The fuck off my back. Well, hit up Bella Notte.
You weren't endorsing.
If you and your friends want to have a romantic candlelit Italian dinner with the greatest cavatelli that you are going to find on the planet.
I'll tell you what you do.
Hand rolled by Victor's aunt every morning.
You get into town. You take the train out of the airport. And then you stop. When you get off at the train stop, there's going to be newspaper things. Get a Chicago Red Eye for free, and it'll tell you everything that's going on that week. Boom. Just grab a Chicago
Rent a
paper,
car.
Too.
Drive up almost into Wisconsin, go to Six Flags. You know what I'm saying?
Rent a car, drive on I-90 during rush hour.
And drive home. And do what you normally do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get amnesia. Start driving for Lyft. And then just take people the opposite direction of where they're trying to go.
See, all my like definitive food places in Chicago are like... special occasion type shits.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Isn't visiting a special occasion?
There's the Silver Palm at Grant or Ogden, Grant, Milwaukee. And or Grand, not Grant. And it's like in a train car thing. That place is fucking fire. I saw Anthony Bourdain's RIPs eat the Three Little Pigs sandwich there. Which I had. It was, you know, that's what I was getting at. I had it also.
If you got a.
Because I had it. There's Bijan's downtown. B. John's.
If you go to Three Dots and a Dash, if you're just trying to blow cash at like a fancy tiki bar in the loop.
You can go to Flight Club if you like darts.
Dog. That's the new spot. Like, you're just going to catch Acumenal hanging out like fucking Lemmy by the slot machine.
This is a good one, the Signature Room, because it's free. If you want to drink, it's going to, like, expensive cocktails, but it's at the Hancock Building downtown, so it's, like, a building that's not as tall as the tower, but...
Hancock's the shit.
But close.
The guy who asked this question is, like, asleep right now.
All right!
Can't sleep.
There's a lot to do.
Go to the Hancock Building, which is where
the 95th
Chris
floor.
Farley died. You can ask them what room Chris Farley died in. Could be cool.
He died in there?
Yes, he did. The ghost of Chris Farley, chilling.
Whoa.
Go hit up Second City.
There you go. Second City Comedy Show.
Second City is an awesome thing to do when you're visiting.
Go see improv.
Go to Old
stand-up.
Town and like Wells and North. There's a whole shitload of shit to do right there. And especially like comedy. There's Second City and Zany's on like one block right there.
So you got a lot of options,
great.
Bud.
That's real. Like,
so if you don't do anything on your trip, you're a piece of shit.
And you could always check out
no excuse.
thepalmersquares.com/tour or visit our social media to see if we have a show or just hit us up on whatever.
Yeah, email us or voicemail us back or whatever and let us know if you do.
Yeah,
have
DM
shit.
One of us, offer to come smoke us up with your own weed.
Yeah.
Fly with weed from wherever you're coming from and then give it to us. Don't get caught, by the way. Well...
That's a show.
TPS Sports Podcast, number 50. Skywalking on the haters from dusk till dawn and then dawn till dusk. TPS Reports Podcast at gmail.com or 708-797-3079.
Leave us a message.
Yeah. Help us out.
Ask us a question.
You know what? No, send us like a. I feel like something. I've been thinking about like the year anniversary show and just like
themes, year in review.
Themes of what we've done this past year. We complain a lot. And that's like, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's an old pastime of ours.
Yeah, it's like even stuff I'm not frustrated about. Like I'll talk about it like this. I don't know. So send us just like fucking random complaints. What pisses you off?
What gets you miffed?
Show's not going to be on SoundCloud anymore. If you're listening on SoundCloud right now, Apple Podcasts or Beyond Pod or look into
the
whatever.
Palmersquares.com/podcast.
That too. You can download
you can
the shows there.
Or download it there.
We're putting them
every
on YouTube.
Every week, bro.
So yeah, that's still upcoming. And Drew, do you have any like music or
dates you'd like to promote before I promote our one thing?
I can't. Everything that's on the horizon, I can't tell anybody about right now.
Ooh,
the release.
So mysterious,
stuff,
dude. So much intrigue surrounding you.
I hope. Well, that. Yeah. Hopefully. No, but yeah, projects I can't tell you about. Really cool shit on the horizon, but maybe I don't know. Follow me somewhere at Drew Mantia.
At
I don't post a lot right now.
Drew Mantia. He's off the grid.
I'm a little bit off.
He's living his best life. Don't ask him any dumb questions. He's got shit to do.
Off the grid, on the wagon.
True.
Submit your dumb questions via tpsreportspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you. The Palmer Squares are going to be back in Florida at the end of August. Did you know that? Because now you do. Come to Florida. Tell your friends to go to Florida. Move to Florida. Retire. We got August 23rd through the 26th. We're going to be the opening act supporting Strange Music Artists.
August 22nd.
Dude, like you thought wrong.
August 23rd, we're going to be at Jack Rabbit's in Jacksonville, Florida. August 24th, we're going to be at Soundbar in Orlando.
Ryan, you better be there.
August 25th, Old School Bar and Grill in Sarasota.
That's where we played last time.
And August 26th at Propaganda in Lake Worth.
That's where we were supposed to play, and then it got canceled, and I met up with some fans and drank tequila. Because our show got canceled. So this is the makeup for Lake Worth. You're in Florida, Lake Worth, and you wanted to see the Cess Crew and Palmer Squares show, this is that 3.0. We got JL, Stevie Stone, Cess Crew, Recognize, Burns, and us. So we're supporting a fucking terrific lineup of Strange Music Artists. So we're excited about that.
The order of who's playing will be reversed. Then from that,
we always tell people don't get there too early because you don't want to get burnt out before our show.
Be sure to be there early.
We go on first, I think. So that's going to be a cool run. Four nights in Florida and Lake Worth. We tried to make it up to you. So this is that. And on that note, we didn't select a song to end the episode with.
Ooh, have we played? I got a couple options. Have we ever played Nowhere to Not Go? Why not plug our own shit? We're talking about Chicago. Made a song about it.
Boom. I'll plug my own shit right here.
My other option, with a pickle. My other idea was from Nether Friends' harmonica album, The Girl Giving Shitty Directions.
Let's do them both. I don't care. Let's do Nowhere to Not Go into the Shitty Direction Girl. I'm not even going to set that up. It's just great. The whole thing is self-explanatory, I'm sure. And patreon.com/Palmer Squares. When we hit our next goal, we've got something cool for you guys. So take a gander, and we'll see you next time.
Smooches.
Smooches. Take a stroll through the city of wind. A peculiar feeling washes over me. Better know where to not go. Know where to not go. Take a stroll through the city of wind. A peculiar feeling washes over me. Better know where to not go. Bring it home to Chicago. Now we need to be opposed to being easily appeased by lies. I can feel it in my bones and read it in between the lines. I've seen it with an eagle's eye. The people need to be advised that he's neither wise or informed to the reasons why we were born and where we go when we die. Closed minded, lonely and blind. A culture of my life support. Soldiers don't know what they fighting for. Strike force, little kids in gangs. Vicious if vain. Finna yo click, they finna go click, click, bang. Thin skin, full sick and fangs. Growing in patience, then getting situated. And then we all grew from the same sun. We argue where we came from. Don't play dumb, but for all of the marbles, get it popping like kernels. Chicago, we topping with karma. Forgot what you taught in the jot in your journals. Take a stroll through the city of wind. A peculiar feeling washes over me. Better know where to not go. Bring it home in Chicago. Take a stroll through the city you're in. Where usually we're not supposed to be. That's nowhere to not go. Better know where to not go. I'm welcome where I'm at. Them things go rat-a-tat. Be careful how
how you at? Cause you can't get, I recognize that. Anywhere I go, take a third eye. I be tripping off a city like a first high. I be leaving so much, need a vacay. So I rest in the shot, let my soul play. Okay. My city the greatest. My city be famous. My city devour her children. That shit the lamest. But I got pride for my home. It's the best place I've ever known. Cause you know wherever I go, I am Southside to the code. Oh, I'm pimping adventure. Give me a ticket, I'm there with a mission and switches. I'm in the wind, bruh, and they always send for her. So I know you miss her. Kiss the shot for me. She live and die for me. And that's more than honest. But just watch out where you party after dark, kid. They chop out.
Just keep calm. Try to relax on the right path, but the wrong side of the tracks. You could die in a flash in the blink of an eye. Give me five on the back, hand side when I pass. We slap hands at the bar, can't catch a cab, so I'ma have to walk. No headphones after dark, cause where I'm from, we serve red rum at the park. Why be so divided? Lighten up, you seem sober sighted. Cold blooded in a colder climate. Need to roll some nugget in a slogan lighter with a stolen lighter. Hold tight in my culture high. Coincidentally, we can't coincide. Chi-town bona fide. Take both your eyelids and open wide. Big city, far out limits. Call my bluff, can't fault my village. Poor Guinness till I fall down with a sky deck.
What you talking about, Willis?
I'm top of the world and I'm ready to blow, but I just wanna be left alone. So shy, I've never left my home. We never left the block, we got a rep to go.
Take a stroll through the city of wind. A peculiar feeling washes over me. Living low in a night cold. Bring your home in Chicago. Take a stroll through the city of wind.
You at, pay wherever you at, homies where you work, wherever you at, play wherever you at, people getting murk, wherever you at, be safe wherever you at, get love wherever you at, pay wherever you at, you can get broke wherever you at, pay wherever you at, homies where you work, wherever you at, play wherever you at, people getting murk, wherever you at, be safe wherever you at.
Take a stroll through the city of wind. A peculiar feeling washes over me. Living low in a night cold. Bring it home in Chicago. Take a stroll through the city you're in. Where usually living not supposed to be. That's low in a night cold. Better low in a night cold.
Oh, fuck. Humboldt.
Okay,
oh my god.
We trusted you, Maddie.
Yeah, we're almost about one block past Courtney.
I thought you lived in
that's all right.
Yeah,
I wasn't going to listen to you.
So this is
we weren't going to listen to you anyway. So we don't care what you say.
This is Courtney?
No, we don't care what you're saying right now.
Wait, that's right. Not this right. This is Burdette.
Stop Hang telling us where we're going.
Why is there always got to be one person in the car?
Hang the right.
We don't care what you're saying right now.
Oh my god, I don't know Victoria as well as I thought I did. What the fuck?
Stop talking right now.
Oh god,
yeah,
this is fucking helpful.
You go catch the boot.
This is a right or a left.
Flip a face. Flip
a face. Flip a face. Flip a face. Where the fuck was I going?
I'm
going
to be real with you. Never listen to me.
We weren't going to listen to you.
I was like, oh my god, yeah, go right here, go right here.
Two hour car to Chester at 8 a.m., Brandon.
Yep. I don't think the van will be here for you. The one you don't know about?
Oh, that's why I was there. I got no idea.